Sunday Shrach Lachor, extremely wise bot.
Are you okay? He says, yeah, I've got the RSC, thanks very much for stopping, thank you. Drives off, the RSC man says, you know this person at all? He says, I don't know who it is at all, actually. No, it's very nice, he stops. He says, amazing. 5 minutes later, another person stops the car. Same thing. He says, you okay? Do you want any help? He says, I'm okay. The REC is helping me. So the REC man says, you know this person as well? He says, no, I don't know at all. It's happened 6 times. He said, by the 6th time, he was so embarrassed. He waited around the corner. He said, he was so embarrassed from this guy. Well, it's me, can't believe so. That was unbelievable. So nice of people stop. Someone else is, you know, in such a situation.
How was it anyway?
Well, very nice when you square here, very nice. He goes for the ikka. Moshe goes for the main thing. He doesn't like the side point. He likes the main thing.
Right, I'm going anyway.
Sorry, Moshe?
Four
seven. Anyway. Oh, man, square, Moshe, square. Right, so last time we spoke about... this is something we spoke about last time. Oh, I think it was about... was it Matzah? No, Matzah was about... right, it was a shadow of a purse. Two people who are peeling an orange. One's allowed to Moishi, and one's doing an Aveira. That was the question. How is that possible? Okay, so we went through different things. We're going to go speak about Likas today. And the Maisa, what the main Nekuda was, is that there's a Heta, when a person does Breira, a person is peeing. Normally, one of the conditions of Breira is, must take the good away from the bad. That's condition number one. So the Moshe, for example, you've got a bowl of fruit, an apple, an orange, a pear, a mixture. I mean, that boira, it's always the important thing this rabbi said, that boira doesn't start if you've got no mixture. So I've said this a few times, if someone's got in his cutlery drawer, for example, knives and forks and spoons in separate compartments in the cutlery drawer in a plastic container, there's no problem. There's no mixture. You can set the same wish on Friday night with a Shabbos. There's no boira in such a case. There's no taruvus. There's no mixture. There's no problem of setting out a long time. We're talking about a mixture. They say the cutlery is all mixed together. Knives, forks, spoons, and things put together. So then, there's one condition is you have to take oichlam and absos. Take the good, what you want, from the bad. That's number one. And we said also last time, also very interesting, what's called the good from the bad. So, Machlokes, the Rice Mishmur takes on that which moves is the separated item. I mean, someone's got a tin of pineapple, for example. He's got inside the pineapple juice, which he does not want. So he takes the tin and he pours the juice out. The Mishnah learns that which moves out is the Dovah Hamavura, is a separated part, which is Psoidus in this case. You don't want the juice. It's a problem. Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that which you're holding in your hand is called the Oichlam in Psoidus. But the Maaseh Mishmur goes that which moves the Dovah Nib, you have to look at that. So here, in the case of where the juice is moving, that's a problem. So the answer to how to get around this problem is what you do is you either take a fork and pull out the pineapple pieces, that's Oichlam Psoidus, or you can empty the same idea, empty the whole lot into one plate and just take out the pineapple from it itself. That's either way to do it. That's the best way of doing it. So this halacha of peeling is very, very negative, actually. It applies to all fruit. It comes to this person, really. Let's just look. This is halacha in Shir Kafalov. Right at the end of the seat there, the mission, the Ramon says like this, Shir Kafalov, right at the end. Ramon says like this, also liklo shuma but solim shakoyot laniach. A person mustn't peel fruits or vegetables in order to lean them over. Avalecha la'alta is shori. So it's clear, that's allowed. The big question on this is that, why lecho is it mutter? It's bad from good. You've got the peel which is bad and you're taking away from the good. That's a big kasha. So Mishmura asked, the Bi'alocha asked this kasha. The Bi'alocha says, an interesting answer, I must say, a very interesting answer. He says, Nera, the Kimini Yeshua in Acher. So he says two things. Since it's not really possible another way, you can't get the fruit without taking the peel off. V'derech achilosabekach, and it's no way of eating. Since that is two things, it's Yeshua in Acher. When you say Yeshua in Acher, it's not much possible, because what you could do is, once someone's got an orange, he could cut the orange in half and then scoop out the orange from the peel. You could really get around it. It's not a long way of doing it.
It's a way to eat it.
So the Maaseh Mishmura's Heta passage is, it's yes, we like it. It's not a long way of doing it. And Derech, okay, this was his Loshen again. His Loshen was... it's not possible another way, but that's the way of eating it. That's not called psoilus from oichel. And therefore, that is allowed to be done. That's what the halacha says. That's why it's mutter. So therefore, all our peeling is mutter. But that's important, quite right. So that Mishpah speaks out that this heter is very nice, but there's a condition to it, obviously. And that is, the condition is that one has to keep, you can't use a specialised instrument. You can't use a peeler, for example. Someone wants to peel a potato that's been cooked already, yeah? So you can't use a potato peeler. That's a keli amyochel that you mustn't use. And secondly, this is what Moishi was asking, you can only peel Moishi near the time you want to use it. Someone wants to peel a tangerine on Shabbos lunch for Shalosh Shudders, that's no good, Taka.
You're not talking about tangerines.
What's the difference? Why can't you cut the garlic in half? Why can't you cut it? Why can't you cut around inside the onion?
You can cut the
oil. Cut the onion in half, and then cut out the oil. Yeah. Who says we've got a spoon?
You end up doing the same thing.
I don't know, when you eat a grapefruit, you cut a grapefruit in half, and someone eats a grapefruit. If you're taking oil from upstairs, no. I'm just telling you, that's oil from upstairs, you're taking out oil. If you cut an orange in half and you just put a spoon inside to take out the orange, that's oil from upstairs.
Yeah.
Huh?
And we also got to buy an onion.
Buy?
An onion.
Well, I don't use a spoon for an onion. I cut an onion in half, and then I take a knife and I cut round inside the onion. Why can't I take the oil out?
You go without the knife.
Nice sharp knife.
Yes.
You see why I can't do it?
With a sharp knife you can do it.
You don't have to use a spoon. No one has to use a spoon, Dafka.
Okay.
So that would be, what do you call it? So that's the Mishnah Berurah's heter, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out very interesting over here, and he says, so you're right, so you need two conditions. But the other conditions have to be fulfilled. You have to be careful that still you're doing the Sodach HaSuna, you're not using special arcade. Obviously, we're talking about where the peel is the problem. So, make sure, I don't really understand this question, but I'll say, by chicken skin. Is the skin of a chicken called Min Echad or not? Is it the same type as the chicken, and therefore there's no problem? It's called one Min. Therefore, you could be calling for 2 hours before. So, I want to make a chicken salad, for example. He wants to peel the chicken before an hour before he's going to have a meal. If it's a normal peel, like an orange peel, the chicken peel, then it has to fit into the Gedorim or Boira. If it's not, if it's all called one type of food, there's no problem. So, Meister Moshe holds, it's called Minecha. But many poskim times, there are Moshe, we're talking about in the olden days, when people used to eat the skin of a chicken.
It's still Minecha then.
What? No, it's not called a mixture. It's all called part of the chicken. So therefore there's no problem.
If you don't eat it nowadays, it's still part of the chicken, you just don't eat it.
If people don't want it, that makes it worse. If people, it's like an orange peel, that I see. If people don't want orange peel, that makes it like a mixture.
Everybody is a both oichel, but this is what they want, this is what you want. So why is chicken skin different? Of course it's oichel, people eat it, but now I do not want to eat the chicken skin.
Okay, let's just come to what you're asking now. I'm coming to you what you're saying. Hold on a minute, yeah. So the Meister, that's shy number one, yeah? So let's go straight to what he's asking. And he's asking, I want to ask you a question, Rabbi Yisai. Is there a problem to take an apple and peel an apple? Is that called one min, or is that called two minim?
Peel an apple far in advance?
Yeah.
Yeah, two, that's called two.
Now, most people eat the skin of an apple. Very few people take it off. It's not very common. Is that called min echad or shnei minim? So it's very interesting over here. This is an interesting nekuda. So Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, "Who had din tapuchim ve'goyish m'shkein against was there? Who had din apples, nuts, and things like that? It's also got a problem with the peel, and you can only do it sonach asuda. Frey the Prima Godim, Shatzir brings the Prima Godim. Prima Godim says." People got in cause of sorach in. I can't understand this psak. The klipas hatapuchim roiv ha'olam oikim oisei kach. Most people eat the skin of an apple, below the kach, without any pressure at all. It came up laniach yeshlei with the shori, even to leave over his mutter. It's called minechot. It's one min. There should be no problem to peel an apple and leave. You don't have the apple peel.
Because people eat it.
Because since most people eat it, it's called one min. I'm going to ask you, if I've got a pile of oranges, 100 oranges in a box, I'm going to separate 50 for now, 50 for later. Can I do it?
No.
What? I've got 100 oranges, all the same.
All the same oranges.
I want to separate the oranges, 50 for now and 50 for later. It's all min echot. There's no problem separating one min. The whole problem with boira is that you've got a mixture. If you don't have a mixture, there's no problem with boira.
So
straight to prima god, I don't understand what I'm going to have wrong. The skin of an apple, everyone eats the skin of an apple, it's part of the apple. And therefore, why should it be considered a separate min? Well, I can't understand why you can't peel it without any problem at all. It means you don't want to eat it, it's true.
But people eat it.
But since people eat it, it's called minecha. What?
No.
So one more, I haven't finished that. So this is what the prima god says, yeah? The Meister Mishmur is machne. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir over here. The Mishnah Berurah says that apples are prompt to peel. Now the question is, why is the Mishnah Berurah machmir? What happens to the Prima Gaon's time? So it's interesting, I haven't got to hear that. Ayin Bashurah says that the reason why we're machmir is because there are enough people who take apple peels off. It's not abnormal taking an apple peel off. There are some people who only eat an apple by taking off the peel. Therefore, since there's a sizable amount of people who are fussy in eating apple peels, that already makes it that it's called a different min. Means even though you'd normally eat it without a problem, but since there's enough people who normally separate it, I mean, it's not my normal percentage.
Minority.
What?
Minority.
A minority of people, what? A
minority of people peel apples.
Yeah. But he says that's already enough. Since mix has been able to peel it, there's a size, but there are a group of people who do peel it, that makes it a tarus. It's an interesting way of saying it, but it comes out enough for me, yeah? What?
So how do you get the apple without taking the peel away?
No, so you can peel it with some kasuda. You can peel it in little bits. It's not worse than an orange peel. It's definitely not worse than an orange peel. I've lost one of everyone's with me. Yeah, it's not worse than an orange peel. The question is whether you can peel it an hour before the meal. That's the question. So here, the Prima Gaon can't say why it's machmeh, the Mishmur is machmeh. I'm saying, so I'm sure it's just from Achroin. The reason why you're machmeh is because there's a certain amount of people that do it.
Is he sure that was in the days of Mishmur?
What?
Is he sure that was in the days of Mishmur?
The Mishmur is something, where's he coming from? He's explaining why the Mishmur is machmeh against people.
Is he sure that was in the days in those days?
It must be. But what's the sign to be machmeh?
Okay, I'm trying it.
Yeah, I can understand.
Nowadays
are not
fussy.
What?
People nowadays are more fussy than those days.
See, I think most people eat apples without peeling it nowadays.
I understand.
My sister is Ramosha. Someone said this for me. Ramosha says a different svara. You see, enough people. Ramosha says no. The fact that he's taking off the peel, he doesn't want it. That makes it absurdist. That's a mechilish. But twice, so the fact that he doesn't want the peel makes it an absurd. So what's a nafka min rabbeis between the two shotim? No?
Something else.
I tell you what a nafka min rabbeis say. Let's say grapes. Very few people. Mom, I can't believe there's a minority of people who peel grapes. I'm sure Ishtaka says. Now, in this case over here, by grapes and tomatoes, he says, where people don't really peel it, there's not going to be a problem. He says something else, I'm not sure what it's called. It's called a mishmish. What's that? Apricot?
Yes.
What?
Apricot.
He says that, and peppers, that is no problem to peel. Because the amount people don't do it, there's not enough people to do it.
Well, he doesn't want it.
Yeah, that's what Moshe is for. Actually, according to Moshe, it's like a problem even in that case. According to Moshe, the chayra comes out to peel a grape or an apricot or a tomato, whatever it is, the problem. You understand? It's exactly like, according to that, yeah? Comes out enough gemina, how you learn the machlokas over here. That comes out enough gemina. Anyway, because the peeling is definitely what a solo kusuda. Our whole question over here is before this. Now, the question about chicken, what do you call it? Chicken skin is the chayra, so. You have to know what that is. Mice are quite a sizable amount of people who don't eat it. So the chayr is zikha like apples. I thought, if the mission was machmir by apples, that is not called min echot, and you go to some chasuda, the chayr I would have thought hu adin by chicken.
Why did Moshe not say the same story by chicken? Why did he say that?
Good job, Moshe. Yeah, Rabbi Moshe, you're right. Yeah, good job, Moshe. That's actually a problem. Yeah, I'd check up the order. Yeah, good point. Good job, mate.
They consider dead skin by the chicken like of an orange. To peel it.
Yeah, but Rabbi Moshe says, right. I think a chicken skin. That's his asking. Rabbi Moshe says that chicken skins are out. Unless in the. Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know. He's asking, if you don't want it, it makes it to the same list. That's a question. So check it out there. Yeah, very good. Okay, so that's the halachas of peeling, yeah? So I say, anyway, one has to know what. I'm saying most of these things are not a problem. One peels some chasuda. Then you've got another shy there. That is, what about taking pips out of a fruit? So let's say, for example, an apple or an orange. Tangerine's got pips in. Can you take the pips out? That's much worse, that, because there you could normally eat it without a problem. You can take it out of your mouth. But that's not a heter taka. That's not a heter. But what a possum do say, many possums say, is, let's say a person's got a date. So now he's got a pip inside a date. Now many people want to check the date first before you eat it from Toloim. So you have to take the pip out. Is that allowed? So Mishabrua's Makel in this as well. And he says that taking pips out is also like peeling. There's no comparison. Bishlam, by a peel, the only way to get to the food is to take off the peel. When it comes to a pip, let's say the date, what you could do is you could pull the date away from the pip and make it like this. So Chaznish says, in this case, I don't give you a heter. Mishabrua is Matir. Mishabrua holds pips inside a fruit as the same.
Yeah, but you can take the pip out to check it. Yeah. Then you check it out, it's miyad. You don't have to eat the miyad, you have to do something with the miyad.
You're checking the fruit, you're not checking the pip. The pip is the psoilus.
In order to look at the fruit.
Yeah, but the pip's the psoilus.
No, so, but it's miyad. You do something with the
but
miyad.
But you can't take psoilus with oichel. You can't take bad from good. Even though it's got an allocus there, but the mice take bad away from good. So the mice, this is a big. I'm saying Mr. Brewer's make on Mr. Brewer holds any pips is normally okay. If you need to do it, unless you want to make a salad as well, a possum say, and the mice, the only way to cut an apricot or something like that is to cut it in pieces, take the pips off, you're allowed to do that. That's what to do. Then Mr. Brewer speaks about fish bones. Now, the Chayra, fish bones is an interesting story over here. What would you say a fish bone? I've got a piece of fish, and inside the fish is bones. So I want to take the bones out of my fish, Moshi. It's not good to eat fish with the bones, is it, Moshi?
No.
Not very pleasant. Can I take the bones out? So I would have thought, simply, the chayre, it's very similar to peeling. If I'm allowed to peel an orange to get to my orange, why can't I take my pips out of my fish?
The bones out of the fish,
what, Moshi?
So why do you take the bones out of the fish?
No, I'm talking about, yeah, sorry, the bones, yeah. Take the bones out of my fish. Why can't I take the bones out? Why is it not similar to peeling? So I must say, the Benish, others are a bit maker with this Lamaisa, but the Mishnah will not have with this. And I think they say, many possibly say, the reason why we have a minute of gefilte fish on Shabbos is for this reason, actually. Because to avoid problems with boira, that could be come about when a person has a bone in the fish. Why is it different to pips? Why is this different? So many possibly say the reason why it's different is because fish you could put in your mouth and sort out the bones in your mouth. It's quite a normal way of doing things. And therefore it's different to a normal pip, let's say, in a fruit, where you can't really do that. So therefore many possibly say that bones in a fish is worse than a normal peel and normal pips in a peary. And therefore they hold that this head doesn't apply to up to what do you call it? To
well, great, you put a grape in your mouth and you spit out the pips or take out the pips.
That's no problem. In your mouth is no problem. When someone's in your mouth, there's no problem taking psoilus out of an oichel. So actually, someone's eating a grape, for example, and he finds some pips in his mouth, there's tackle, no problem, take the fish out. Inside your mouth, see, what's an
oichel? The bone of the fish also.
Well, we'll come to that tale, what you can do with a fish. We'll come to what you can do. But the mice, it's a very interesting point over here that the Mishnah Berurah holds that the chayr of fish bones are worse than normal peel because you can put it in your mouth. Others learn the reason why it's worse because it's mamish moruv. It's completely mixed. But you've got an orange with a peel around it. You've got orange and a peel around it. It's not so mixed. When you've got fish bones inside the fish, that lechera is a proper taruvus. It's much, much worse lechera. They tie it worse. I was thinking, I'm not sure if it's right, lechera, a similar case of fish bones, is watermelon pips. Someone's got pips in a watermelon, and he wants to take them out. Chaira, it should be the same thing as fish bones. And therefore, that if you're machme on fish bones, which many people are, they hold that mice and fish bones are problematic to take out. The chayra, a watermelon, is the same problem, the pips inside a watermelon. So what's the eighth of my fish bones? The eighth, one eighth of my fish bones is to hold the bone down and scrape the fish off it. That's an eighth, sir. Yeah, that's one eighth, sir. There's a few eighths to do with fish bones. Another one is put the bones in your mouth, and while it's in your mouth, take out the bones. That's another hectic hilchos. If a person is eating, and while he's eating, he takes out psoes. That's better. We have to see the other eats as well. All right, we'll stop there. Yeah, I wish you to get a minion. Try and get a minion, Moishi. Yeah. Thank you.